Blog Talk Radio.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow.
Praise the Lord. Get ready for overflow here in 2019. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, formerly known as Morning Motivation, live here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, and I have a fired up, empowering word for you today. Our topic for this morning, or for today, is the power to move mountains. The power to move mountains. And our scripture comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verses 14 through 21. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call in live at 7 a.m. by dialing 323-870-4180, and I welcome everyone who's live with me right now. Or you can tune in online from my ministry website at feeldfire.com. That's FEELDFIRE.com. But if for any reason you cannot tune in live, then follow the podcast so the recording will be text straight to your cell phone Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. And you do that by texting the letters DF to phone number 33222. That's DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. All of that information, more about me, the ability to contact me, send me your prayer requests, your testimonies, or whatever you want to contact me about, is on my website at feeldfire.com, FEELDFIRE.com. So make sure you visit, because we also have a new website this year. Well, by now you should have those Bibles ready. I'm in Matthew chapter 17, verses 14 through 21, reading from the KJV. And when there were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed. For oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. Now listen at this. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? Listen at these last two verses, saints. And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Ooh, come on and give God praise for the reading of his word. Wherever you are, just say, thank you, Jesus, for your words. What is our topic for today? Say it out loud with me right now. The power to move mountains. What kind of power do you have? Can it change your life and the lives of those around you and those whom you love? Do you have the ability or the power to speak life into dead situations and resurrect them? Resurrect people. Resurrect their minds. Resurrect their motivation and resurrect their faith. Do you have power to intercede and things change? Do you have the power to have conversation with God and move him to the point where he comes in and does the impossible? Do you have, in other words, the power that Jesus spoke of here to move mountains? In today's text, in Matthew 17 through 14 through 21, there's a man bringing a son to Jesus because his son, is possessed by demons. And what we would say today is he looked like what you would see if someone had a grand mal seizure. And the man said, "Look, Father, look, Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. You know, they are the extension of you. They are those whom you have put out in representation to others that they can do what you do. They are those whom you chose. However, they were unable to heal my son. So now I'm bringing him to you to see if you can do what they were unable to do." So Jesus, he healed the man's son. And then his disciples, now feeling a little embarrassed, because they couldn't cast out the demon. And now here Jesus has done it. When the man had said in front of everyone, "I brought him to your disciples," they couldn't do it. So, you know, now they're a little red in the face, right? They're a little embarrassed and a little ashamed. So they pulled the master aside and said, "But why couldn't we cast him out?" And Jesus said, "Because you didn't have enough faith. Because of your unbelief. Because if you truly believed that you had the power in you, that I vested in you when I chose you, because I knew who you were when I chose you, I knew every sin, I knew every idiosyncrasy, I knew every flaw, I knew every fault of you, but still I chose you. And so if you had truly believed that I knew what I was doing when I chose you and set you apart as one of my disciples, then you would have understood the power that's already in you. You would have understood that you had the power to move mountains." Glory. So in verse 20, he said to them, "Now, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed," that's important for me to point out that word "as," because so many times people quote this scripture out of context or incorrectly. What they say is, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed." No. That's not what the Bible was saying here. You know, let's go back to English class. Like and as are similes. He's saying, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed. And if you go further into the Gospels, there's even more clarification because it says that grows up so that birds and fowls of the air can lodge in its branches. So what Jesus is saying here is, if you have a growing faith, it may have started out small, like a mustard seed, but it's supposed to be as a mustard seed, meaning that it grows to the point that it is so large that it not only can hold your faith, but the branches of you extend out to your family and friends so that even they can lodge on your branches of faith when they don't have enough faith, the power to move mountains. He said, then you can say to the mountain, "Get out of my way, be cast into the sea," and even see the mountain, even see the obstacle, even see the trials and tribulations removed from your life. Because of the power that lives in you. Then he wrapped it up with, "But this kind goeth not out by prayer and fasting," because sometimes you got to reignite that power. It's not enough just to speak the word. word. Sometimes you got to get into some prayer and fasting, setting aside some consecrated time with the Lord where you're really praying, not praying just asking for something, but I'm talking about covenant relationship, intercessory kind of prayer where you're really talking with the Father, you're thanking the Father, you're praising the Father, you're giving God glory for all he's already done, and then you're able to just have a little talk with Jesus and tell him all about your troubles, and you can really just lay yourself out before him, be vulnerable and naked before him. You don't need fancy words. You don't need subject verb agreement. Just as I am, Lord, I come to thee. And you just begin to talk to him. And as you talk to him, the Holy Spirit begins to take over. He begins to even pray sometimes in tongues for you because you can't even find the words to express to God what you want to say. And as you begin to get into that inner place with him, that holy of holies, then you also begin to think about others who need to see God come forth in their lives. So you start breaking down barriers and breaking every chain. You start breaking down walls and removing mountains because now you're in that inner place. You're in that holy of holies with God because you recognize the power that he placed in you. Glory. The power to move mountains here on Daily Fire. In 1 John 4:4, the Bible tells us that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is the God in you than everybody and every power in the world. He has given you the faith to move mountains and the power to speak forth in reliance on that faith. James 4:3 says we ask and receive not because we ask amiss. In other words, out of alignment with the word of God so that we can consume it upon our own lust. In the book of James 1:8, it tells us a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, so don't expect to receive anything from God. You have the power to move mountains. You have the power to move mountains. Yes, I'm talking to you. I said you have the power to move mountains. God already knew who you were when he saved you. We already knew who you were and what you were going to do when he formed you. So your past is not the prerequisite to determining how much power you have, but rather it is the faith that rests in you because of your unbelief. Glory. You can't move that situation out. We got to get ready to go into prayer, and then I'm going to do the altar call, and I'll assign your task. We're running out of time. It's only 15 minutes of Daily Fire. Hallelujah. Come on, let's pray, saints. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, we glorify you and we thank you. We just say you're so worthy to be praised. We thank you for everything you've done, Father. And Lord, we ask that you help our faith. Father, you've already given us everything that we need. You've already given us everything that we need to move mountains, and we glorify you. Father, the power is in us. The anointing is in us. The joy is in us. The ability to speak from life. All of this already actively resides in us and lives in us, waiting on us to activate it, Father, to remove our unbelief, to go into covenant intercessory prayer, to set that plate aside and fast at least one day a week, whether it's the morning or an afternoon or whether it's dinner, but at least one day a week we ought to have some part of that day or a whole day, depending on what we can do, where we're fasting and where everyone in our household is fasting, one breakfast or one lunch or one dinner, where we fast and come together in the household and just seek you, Lord, where we cast down every vain imagination, where we fight spiritual warfare because we remove the mountains based on the power in us. Now, Father, I ask you to bless everyone listening to Daily Fire. Bless them right now. Bless them right now. Move by your Spirit. Bless them right now. Bless them right now. Move by your Spirit. Bless them. Bless them. Bless them. Move. Bless them. Bless them. Bless them. Move. Bless them. Bless them. Bless them. Move. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo, we count it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory, I apologize for starting to begin to end this prayer because I'm feeling that thing. Let me give the altar call and then I'll end with your task. for those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent of my sin. I ask forgiveness. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure you're in a good Bible-believing church. You're going to Bible study, Sunday school, church. You get actively involved in church where you are because you got the power to move mountains. Now, our topic for today is the power to move mountains here on Daily Fire. Your task for today is to go move some mountains in your life. I mean, get into prayer and speak to those mountains with great faith. And if you don't have the faith, as you pray, before you speak to those situations, ask God to strengthen your faith. In the name of Jesus, you got the power to change lives. I'll see you in the morning. Remember, go to fieldthefire.com, and you can share this with others by sending them to fieldthefire.com. It will be posted after 8 a.m. Eastern, FieldTheFire.com. What mountain will you remove today? Fire!
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick the feet out the door.